Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. There are times, experiences, and events that we should forget, and things important to remember, like the moment you became a Christian.
Do you remember the time your heart was moved?
Our Father in heaven, hallowed is thy name. We praise you for who you are and thank you for all your many blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your word and your spirit that helps us to apply its teachings. As we look at the concepts to forget and to remember, allow us to rejoice in those two realities. The blessing of you remembering our sins and iniquities no more. That we can forget about having to pay the penalty for our sins as we remember that your Son paid the penalty in full on the cross. And what a blessing it is to think about and remember the words of Scripture, reminding us that you are preparing a place in heaven, that where you are, there we will be, at home with you, enjoying everlasting life. Lord, we ask that your Spirit give us self-control in these next few moments, helping us to stay focused on you and your word during this time of fellowship. Lord, help us to hear what we need to hear during today's call to worship. And in the precious name of your Son, Jesus, we ask these things. Amen.
I'll always remember God's goodness and mercy to me. I'll always remember I once was a slave, now I'm free. I owed a great debt, I could not pay the price. So he opened his heart and he laid down his life. How could I ever forget? I'll always remember. I'll always remember. He has never, never, ever left me alone. Me face a battle on my own. Though 10,000 would fall to my left, to my right, my enemies fled from his power and might. How could I ever forget? I'll always remember.
Always remember. Never forget.
Mercy's
goodness. so my sins he could erase. He forgives and forgets. I stand before him holy. He canceled my
truly thank God for the opportunity to worship with you today. Thanks for listening. You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. Visit us online at calltoworship.us. This is where you will learn more about this ministry and how it might help you or a friend. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous broadcasts available to you anytime, day or night. You will also see our program devotional topics and scriptures. Our website is also a safe and convenient place to make a contribution to this ministry. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can see what the topic will be for the next week's broadcast as well as to leave comments. And of course, our most recent addition to the Call to Worship Ministries is the 24/7 online music Christian Oldies station. From your computer, simply visit christianoldies.com and click on Listen Now. Or, on the go, download the Live 365 app on your phone, then go to Christian Oldies. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. We really appreciate your encouraging letters, your generosity, and faithful support. When you write, would you please be sure to include the call letters of this station? Thank you. Your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Thank you for joining us for this time of worship and praise today.
Memories of every wrong. This bread is my body. Broken just for you. Each time you do, remember me, I feel for you as you do. Remember me. This cup is the new covenant. I'm with you.
Take it, drink it.
Each time you do, remember me.
Let us
Our call to worship today focuses on the value of forgetting and the importance of remembering.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure, the saints and the love of God.
There are times to forget and other times to remember. Well, in our spiritual lives, it is okay to forget about some things and other things when it is actually a benefit for us to forget. And there are important things to remember. look at, forget. It's not safe to drive while you stay focused on things behind you in the rearview mirror, although an occasional quick look back is valuable. Be careful as you look back over your life at the sins so that they don't drag you down. Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Forget about any penalty for our sins. Romans 8, there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. 1 John, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Psalm 103. He does not punish us for our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For His unfailing love toward those who fear Him is as great as the height above the heavens, above the earth. He has removed all our sins as far as the east is from the west. Hebrews 8, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Yes, we will occasionally have thoughts about mistakes, sin we've done in the past, and we can do as the Apostle Paul describes. We cannot change the past, but we can focus on the goal to know Christ. Philippians 3, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised Him from the dead. I want to suffer with Him, sharing in His death, so that one way or the other, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I've already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. And Paul goes on to speak about this concept in his book to the church in Rome, Romans 6. What fruit had you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have fruit unto holiness, and the end of that, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Remember, Acts 20, I've showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how He said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. 2 Timothy 2, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Remember to comfort each other. 1 Thessalonians 4, for the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, the believers who have died will rise from their graves. Then, together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. So, remember and encourage each other with these words. Remember, don't forget what the Lord has done. Psalm 78. So each generation should set its hope anew on God, not forgetting His glorious miracles and obeying His commands. Memorize, remember God's word. Psalm 119. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. I will delight myself in Thy statutes. I will not forget Thy word. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. And finally, Hebrews 13. And don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God.
Think about his love, think about his goodness, think about his grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love.
Think about his love. That's what we come together to do. To consider the wide expanse and the deep dimensions of God's love for us. Let that thought dwell in your heart tonight. Because God is for us. He is. And his word confirms it. Refreshing breezes of God's love are drifting over us today. And where they do, his love clears away confusion and awakens worship. And the result of experiencing God's love for us should compel us to love him more, so that we can begin to love each other more. God's immeasurable love is for us, you and me. So let's take some time right now to think about it. Think about his love, his goodness, and his great mercy, and let it change us.
Great is the measure.
Great is the measure.
Great is the measure.
Great is the measure.
Great is the measure of our Father's love.
So great, so great, so great is the measure of our Father's love.
Love.
boy's dream of trying to build a highway to the sky. All my hopes would come tumbling down, and I never knew just why. Until today, when you pulled away the clouds that hung like curtains on my eyes. I've been blind all these wasted years, and I thought I was so wise.
Like waking up from the longest dream, how real it seemed.
Ooh. Until your love
rose through, I was lost in a fantasy.
Call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song as we've looked at the value of forgetting about some things and the importance of remembering others. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And if you are not a believer, would you please listen? The invitation to you is to believe the good news that Jesus, God in flesh, died for your sins according to the Scripture, was buried, rose out from among the dead ones according to the Scripture. He's alive today, seated in a place of privilege at the Father's right hand in the heavenlies, because all sacrifice for sin has been done, finished. There's a glorified man in heaven. He's also God from eternity past. Now that's good news. You can reach us through our website, calltoworship.us, or by mail at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from Acts 20, "And I have been a constant example of how you can help those in need by working hard. You should remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive." And Psalm 103, "Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like eagles."
In the darkest hour, when I cannot breathe, fear is on my chest, the weight of the world on me. Everything's crashing down, everything I've known. When I wonder if I'm all alone, I remember. Thinking about your goodness, goodness. I can't stop thinking about, I can't stop thinking about, I can't stop thinking about your goodness.